Of course, it's National FFA Week, and we've been celebrating FFA all week here on Q92. Today, I'm out at La Caprale Valley High School at the La Caprale Valley FFA chapter, and I think I have the president of the La Caprale FFA, right?
Yes.
Hi, Taylor. Taylor Wood joins me. So how did you become president?
So we go through an interviewing process. So we have to be elected by our advisors, and then we have three or four people interview us. So that's how we decide how you get the position.
All right. I walked in the door and they said, talk to the president. So that's what I'm doing.
Yep. They point to me.
All right. Hey, you got a petting zoo going on here today. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this year we just had the third and fourth graders from Appleton and Madison come out. We have the ducks here, sheep, goats, and alpacas for our petting zoo. And then we also do a classroom activity where we talk about the reptiles that we have. So we have leopard geckos here and tortoises today.
You have tortoises and what?
Leopard geckos.
Leopard geckos.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
You'll have to go and see them later.
Okay. Where are they going to be at?
They're in the classroom right now.
Oh, in the classroom. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a lot of educational stuff going on here for city kids like me, right?
Right.
I'm a city kid, so you have to help me out here. What animals did you bring?
I didn't bring any because I also live in the city, so I don't have any of them. But
okay. Well, Chloe did, I bet.
Yes. Chloe brought four for us today. Okay. So.
Taylor, what do you like about FFA?
I like FFA because you can do so many different activities. It goes from flowers to bushes to animals to soils to everything in between. So there's really everything that anyone would want to do.
And what I learned this week is farm FFA just isn't for farm kids, right?
No, it no longer stands for Future Farmers of America. So they changed that so that any kid can join now.
Sherp told me that. I was shocked.
Yes. It's definitely, it's helping us grow our organization for sure.
Yeah. All right, Taylor, well, you and Chloe have been working together. You did a nice job with the presentation with the elementary kids, Chloe.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chloe Glagie, how long have you been in FFA?
Since my seventh grade year. This year I'm the secretary.
Okay. The secretary, so what's the job title there?
It's just roll call and...
Roll call?
Yep, make agendas for each meeting.
Okay.
And just help the president.
All right. Any of the guys ever late for meetings?
They don't really come to
meetings. Okay. All right. What did you bring in during the petting zoo here today?
I brought two goats and then two baby lambs.
Okay. I know you're pretty big in 4-H too?
Yep.
Okay. Tell us about the lambs. They were just born?
Yeah, they're about 2 to 3 weeks old. They're bottle babies right now, so we feed them by a bottle.
Yeah, daily care, daily routine with them for chores. How's that go?
We feed them right in the morning. We feed them in the afternoon, and we feed them at night, and then we feed them about 12 a.m. and then in the morning again.
So you're pretty busy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about your goats. Do you name them?
Yeah. So my two goats I have are Taylor and Lucy. I showed
Taylor.
Them. Yes.
After Taylor Wood.
Yes, she named it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, she named it.
Are you serious?
It. Yep.
Nice. What's it like to have a goat named after you, Taylor?
Oh, it's amazing. We both have a lot of sass, so it's good.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, great job, and thanks for taking your time with us today.
Thank you.